Hello, welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Brightforce.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hi, everyone.
Rob, who plays
Hi, everyone.
Oh, you bastard.
Sit forward.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Samurai Kaiba.
Hi, everyone.
Start getting weird?
Alright, y'all.
Thing now.
So, what's my fact for the day?
We already did one. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, good. That was
that was the other game.
That was hours ago.
We do only one per session.
Oh, we do one per game. He's had we us do.
I'm gonna do. I just thought about it. None of the people have a good answer to this question. Well, I was gonna say, what's the relationship to your parents? But
yeah, you pretty much. They already know
they
it.
Already know what
one
ours
good,
is.
One moderate, two. Well, fuck. I think we're. I think we're orphans now.
No, you still have.
No.
Well, you have, at least grandparent.
Yes.
But technically orphans.
Who's your dad?
That's a good question.
You don't know if he's dead.
My adopted dad's still alive, so technically I'm not an orphan. And
that's true.
I don't know what where.
Luckily, she adopted you years ago, so you're not an orphan either.
You're almost an orphan.
How old is your character? 19.
Yeah, we can totally leave that in. That's all good.
That is so funny, though.
I was gonna ask, like, what are your relationship with parents? And we know that Samurai Crab's like, I'm pretty good.
My relationship with my parents are really good.
So we go from bad, okay, and then great.
It's sort of like, I think I'm the only one that has a semi-functional family. Excuse me?
Yeah, your dad just came back to life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
He was time traveling, kind of.
Potato,
what
potato.
What about your mom?
She's dead.
Wrong?
She sacrificed herself to help us escape.
Got it. So, badass and postpartum badass. Understood.
Yep.
All right. So, I'm going to give a real short recap. They went to fight Granny. They went to go find Boomsay at Granny's house. It turns out Granny was the Cowl Lightning from years and years ago. She was wanted dead or alive.
She's not alive anymore.
She definitely 100% dead.
After a beatdown from Bright Force, Samurai Crab closed the fucking deal by ending her existence.
I probably would be the only one in the group that would be able to do that.
No, that's not able to. Willing to.
Willing to.
Excuse me.
Correction. Damon would have no problem doing that. No, fuck you, bitch.
Down me once.
Who? Besides Samurai, who's the only other person that's actually killed someone at the table?
Damon's not. I'm in training.
Like, no, at the table.
Oh, on podcast?
Yeah. Hi.
You on accident.
Yes, accident.
You said it was an accident.
I know.
You grenaded that guy.
I say a lot of things.
When he threw a grenade into a burning building and totally fucking pasted a dude.
Yay, chunky salsa.
But yeah, so after that, while it was happening, Boomsaint and El Combustion were duking it out. Daemon flew as fast as he could while hasted to go and help El Combustion. And managed to heal him just enough that he won the fight.
By one hit point.
Two, actually, because 60 was in the turn. After that, El Combustion knuckle dusted his daughter, Boom Saint. And.
Boomst is no more.
I should have said, I failed you, Maria.
You said my daughter.
Say it again. Just give it a second. Say it, and I can.
I failed you, my daughter. And he said, Maria, I failed you. Something to that effect, and he knuckle dusted her, turning her, literally hitting her with a disintegrate spell, but at knuckle duster range. And she poofed into dust over top of Millennium Lake, and he lowered himself down to detention to turn himself in. There's no guarantee. There's a pretty good chance he just walks out. But he did turn himself in. He's like, I killed somebody.
It's going to be like that
I turned somebody into dust again. Come on, man.
No, they're just going to be like...
Is it snowing?
What's that stuff in the sky? He says, I did it again. They're like, oh, fuck, again? Hold on, we'll pull out the form. And it's like a big old, like, chunky form. And he's like, Jen, can you fill this out for me? Yeah, I can. And then it's just.
I know what my next day is. I get to fill out the form myself.
No. Our next day is dealing with what's beneath the Hero Forge.
You can also say, Jen, can you fill out the form? Oh. And then he says, he says, can I get the digital version? And she says, of course. And they flick it over to him. And he says, Jen, can you fill this out? And there's a list of 10 questions. And they're all like multiple choice. Who was it that you killed? And that is the only one you fill in. And then it's like, why? What are their extenuating circumstances? Could you have done anything else? If no, why? Because
I was afraid if she woke up, we'd never catch her.
No, you just...
She kills all.
Whereas
she already dropped one of us, and I was close to being dropped.
I would say don't put it... If she woke up, she'd take out the rest of us. It was the, the heat of combat. And that's why I was saying it's one strike with both blades.
So you called your lawyer. His name is Demon.
Demos.
You called Demos and say, "I need my lawyer. Can you help out this paperwork?" Yes, I got it. And you just like do a share. You do like a fucking screen share. Okay, click this button. This one.
This is
so you don't go to prison. Okay.
So while they're all doing that, I'm checking on Anthony.
Yeah, we're checking on.
You are like flown halfway across the city.
This is true.
I was flown halfway.
You caught up. You were still trying. And so you were like talking to Jen, filling out paperwork. And
detention, the prison.
Well, I'd be, yeah.
So I'm basically the only one left that's free to do something. So I'll check on, Anthony.
He's breathing. He's obviously hurt. Mm-hmm. But he is conscious. He's
kind of at that border.
He's pseudo conscious. Like you could, you hear him go. Whoa.
What a healing potion help?
Oh damn!
No,
he would need. Essentially, he has the stunned condition.
Okay.
And you don't know when it's going to wear off.
Well, I will sit with him and talk with him.
Unless a restoration would fix it.
Well, I don't have that.
Oh, you're modified.
Oh yeah,
your mental modification.
I have my mental healing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll do that.
I actually have the perfect thing for this.
You're perfect for this moment.
You use psychic surgery.
Yes.
Okay. Make me a power check. Because you're about to get some insight.
That is a 19 plus 9.
Oh, baby.
28.
All right. So, you dive into your brother's consciousness. Because you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And what you see... is that you're actually, you look around and you, like, in my head, the way, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm kind of flavoring the way your ability works a little bit. If you want to change the flavor, I'll give you what I have and you can flavor it, okay?
Okay.
It's kind of like the movie, like the, if you've ever seen, like, the gallery in, like, a file explorer for, like, videos.
Okay.
And essentially, it's a bunch of memories. And the ones that you realize are problematic are outlined in, like, a red box.
Okay.
And you know that there are three memories in particular that need to be changed to fix him.
Okay.
One of them was 12 years ago.
Hmm.
Which, if you hadn't rolled so high, that was going to be left behind. That was the thing you had to break 25 to see.
Okay.
Would you like to view any of these videos?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Which one would you like to start with?
We'll start with the most recent and work our way back.
The most recent is the actual act of being zapped, and essentially his the thing that was being that was controlling him. That you see it being implanted by Boom Saint. No, not by Boom Saint, by Lightning.
Okay.
Mere seconds before
the door exploded.
Yeah, and then you watch his eye. You can see from his vision how his vision actually went blood red.
Hmm.
And
that's disturbing.
And rage.
Yeah.
Because before he was just there like, oh, be as big as you can, honey. And he's like, I could do it. And he, turned it. And he obviously overcharged himself to do that. And then you see her, like, snatch her hand in and press his neck. He's like, what happened? And then he goes, blood red. and you remove it. You take that whole like 10 minute set stretch because that's the only way you could do it safely.
Right.
Then you go back, and it's roughly it's following Boom Saint attacking in the apartment.
Okay.
It's the next day.
So when he woke up in the hospital.
Correct. When he left angrily, she found him, and she said how much it wasn't her fault, and that it was very much she gaslit the shit out of this kid, like very much like you're my favorite child. I'm so sorry. Never should have happened.
God, no, I'm good.
And very much like she gaslit him so hard, and he just wanted, I don't know if his sister's a superhero. She's a cape, and he knows his brother's the favorite because he's the baby, you know. And now he's got this new half brother who's also a cape, and he's older than him. He's not even the oldest anymore. Like, it's really, like, the hits keep coming, and her to say, you're my favorite, you know, you're amazing, you're perfect the way you are, you're the best combination of me and your father, she's, like, laying it on.
Yeah.
And you just... instead of ripping it out...
No, I can
you go fix and, it. You go and you add in, like, subtitles, and you put in what she actually means. You're the most useful to me because you're easy to manipulate. Mm-hmm. You're my favorite child that didn't already turn on me. And things like that. Yes, I love your brother more, but I could never make him fight. You know?
Like, it's illegal for dog fighting.
But she's a real shitty person. And,
yeah.
And the thing is, you're getting to see your mother her truly her worst.
Yeah.
Manipulating a child is about as low as you go. And he's not technically a child anymore, but it is her child.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. And
so we add the subtitles for that.
Correct. And you get like to lay it in and be like, this is what she's saying. This is the subtext you didn't see because you have rose colored glasses. And you go back 10, 12, and you see, that Anthony is watching Bright Force in training. Correct. Luna in training. And how her trainers are crowing at her. And he obviously snuck in. He was watching from like a closet. Or, like, off the side, like, way behind where no one
would see. Somewhere where nobody would
see. Correct. And you see, you feel something being pricked in the neck, just gentle. And then you hear a whisper in his ear. You can be better than her. You could beat her in a fight. She's the real problem. Don't forget that. It'll come up eventually. You don't know if that was the mom. You don't. And the voice. The
voice is just soft now, enough that you can't.
Roll me up her insight. Perception insight. What do you guys think for hearing a particular voice?
Identifying the voice?
Identifying the voice. By inflection and by tone.
I am proficient in both, but one I have expertise.
Don't tell me what it is. I'm going to ask the table. What do you think it is? Is it perception or insight? Do you get a particular person?
I think it would be more perception.
Mm-hmm. Could get just, the nuances.
Right, because it's because you're listening for the nuances, this voice pattern.
It is perception.
Thank fuck. All right, that's not as good as my last one. That is an 8 plus 9 for 17.
It sounds like... Oh, I got to remember that person's name. Hold on.
Not somebody we met today?
No.
Is it the president of the school that likes her?
Oh, no. It is the head of the Caped Crusaders who gave a press conference. And that's where you know the voice from.
Oh, shit. All right. And that's the problem.
And you know that his name is Xavier Thomas.
Any relation to the other Thomas?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
That's his father.
Well...
And you know that his powers are, he forms energy blades. And he is particularly, he can do, like, energy slashes that go 50, 100 feet, you know. And he's got a little bit of flight, and he's really, really, really strong. And he's known, and his thing is, he's the Black Knight. And yeah, that and you know that he was actually hit with a something to make him more malleable mentally.
Okay.
So if you remove that memory, that bad, all the resentment he's shown you for years, Luna, mm-hmm. is because of that day.
Yeah.
He was fine before that, and then he kind of just became a dick.
And then you broke his arm. And then he was even more of a dick.
Exactly.
So that goes bye-bye.
And those are the three. Those are the three. You can take up to five memories because of your five modifiers. Is there anything else? There are a couple that are like an orangey, like, but they're not nearly as bad.
Well, the problem that I have with this whole situation is your memories make you who you are. This is what we talked about in the Twilight Realm.
Yes.
And I'm not going to change anything because I want to.
Yes.
But because I need to.
And if you glance at the orange ones, it is things, it's him seeing his father fail and show favoritism to Luna, even if she doesn't notice it. And he resents him for that because it means it wasn't her. That's all it was.
Okay. Well, I feel like that's all I needed to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I liked the idea of adding the subtitles to a situation.
Yeah, and you can do that. You can do that to the other ones just fine if you wanted to.
But I would only be seeing it from, you know, seeing a situation from him, his perspective, whereas I knew of Boom Saint and I knew her outside of that, so I could do that. I don't know Roger that well.
Yeah, you've met him a few times.
But I don't know him as well as I would.
Correct.
Boom Saint.
You don't have stories about her to know who she is.
So then I will leave him be, and I'll try and, you know, be there when he wakes up.
Yeah, he wakes up about a minute later, and he immediately shrinks down to, he doesn't actually, surprisingly, he doesn't go human. He goes to a shape of like a
bear cub,
2.5 foot tall, like panda bear. Like, obviously, it was he reverted,
right?
Mentally, like, what is something that no one would want to hurt, and it is a. Adorable red panda. Like,
okay.
Like, I mean, it looks eminently huggable.
Cece.
Hi! What happened?
He is, and I will tell her mentally this, you know, he's feeling a little vulnerable right now.
I'm going to give him hugs.
Absolutely, that's why I brought you up.
And then she just, I should be allowed to come out whenever I want. You keep dragging me in the bubble. It's not fun in there. There's only a couple toys.
I didn't want Boom Saint to get to you.
That's fair. She's scary. Okay, I'm going to go give him hugs. And then, and then Cece curls up around him and then just, like,
I don't know if ferrets purr. Where's the weasel? Weasel. You don't know if weasels purr?
They make some noise. I think it's more like a trilling.
But she makes a low-pitched one. And coming from her chest, and she says, he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. And she chitters at him in animal talk, and he grumbles backs. And she says, "No, it's like they're animal talking back and forth. You don't speak animal.
No,
you don't have to speak with animals. But essentially, she says, he said he's got a really bad headache, and that he wants to go to sleep, but he was afraid someone was going to keep hitting him. And then,
no one will hit you if I'm with me here.
And he puts head perks up." He looks at you. And
he's a small little thing.
He literally just crawls up you, and then he latches around your chest, and you don't think you could dislodge him without serious effort at this point.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm kind of used to this.
And yeah, and Cece just says, "Can you hold him and me?"
Yeah,
and then she
poofs, takes her normal
she,
spot.
She just poofs up to the top, to your, around your neck and head.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she pats the little bear on the head and says, "It's gonna be," and she, you know, basically says, "It's gonna be okay."
Question, comment?
Yes.
A newborn panda cub weighs just.
He also said red panda.
Red panda.
Okay. Which is
much smaller.
Yes. Also, not regular. I don't know if it's like, actually what, related to a bear.
No, it's not.
So,
but it is.
This is interesting.
Okay, 3 to 4 ounces.
So, a lot of powers are purely physical bloodline things. It's also psychological.
Okay.
He
believes that a red panda is related to a panda, so...
Correct.
Cool. Yeah, that's clever. I like it.
Oh, this is precious.
Yeah, you're lucky, Mike, that it wasn't
an actual panda cub.
Because that's 90 pounds.
Yeah, red pandas are tiny.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying, if it was a real panda.
Panda
panda.
That'd be thick.
It'd be.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Newborn, 90 pounds.
I'm good.
This, he would have gone all the way down to a newborn.
Yeah, he's like a like a 3 month old red panda. Like,
yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm carrying him around, and
yeah, he's like a foot.
We're waiting for backup to show up.
Yeah, so
we're waiting for backup to show up.
I'm sure Nine has made sure that.
Yeah, Nine comes over and she's like, and you guys hear like helicopters and.
I go somewhere where it's quiet.
There's like a sitting room that's like pristine. There's like
the front porch was destroyed.
I will.
There's those ugly.
Tell
there's those
Nine
ugly
what's going on mentally.
She just shows up. She's
right, here. But I'm telling her mentally what's going on and what I'm doing.
And there's these ugly plastic seat covers that are over these really comfy looking couches that you.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit longer to get rid of those plastic seat covers because they're zippered on.
Eh.
Boom.
I can melt it. No. I'll take the time and effort and undo all of it.
Nine sees what he does, and she says, "There's metal mesh in the floor," and she just does it.
Yeah. Oh, I hear
sorry
the
about
owner.
The front door.
I hear the owner no longer.
As you're saying that, you're hearing creaking. Like this house may not be long for this world.
El Combustion on the roof.
Yeah.
She says, "Don't worry about it. If it gets really bad, I'll get you out."
Oh, I gotta. I open one of the windows. I can get us out.
I understand. I'm just telling you. If it looks bad, you won't be here anymore.
Okay. Anywhere.
How long does it take for me to get back?
Do you go check on El Combustion? Because he just killed his daughter.
You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna go check on El Combustion.
So you lower down. To
this is more than 5 miles away, right?
Correct.
No. Then my link is gone.
Correct.
I've still got it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you lower down, and
I'm there too.
I'm sitting vigilance.
He's sitting there
with
like
the body,
flicking through AR screens, you know, of like filling out paperwork. He's just checking the thumbprint. You know, yes, I agree. But he's just crying. Like tears are rolling down his face.
She walks up to him and gently touches his arm. And she goes, "El Combustion. Are you okay? I figured."
It was something I should have
done.
It was something I should have done years ago, and it's been weighing on my soul ever since. And it's the heart of the hardest things I've ever, and it may be the hardest thing I ever have to do.
Yeah.
But I know that for you and for Rico, it had to be done.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Really. Don't be.
It needed to be done, and just like you do with a rabid dog, you have to put them down.
Yeah.
I wish we could have seen who she should have been.
Yeah. That's
but
fair.
That is not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a touching moment, and, you know, he gives...
While he's talking, he's still doing... ding, ding, ding. Even though it's done, he's still sitting there, like, doing the motion.
He pulls his left arm, and he pulls you in for a hug, and it is crushing, and you're like, okay, I understand.
You know what, though? But she does it back. She does, like, the hard crush back.
You try.
Mm-hmm.
Very thick. And it's... You have a touching, like, grandfather or granddaughter moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you feel... Roll me a check using the average of your charisma and wisdom.
Two?
What's your
point one?
Wisdom is zero, and then what was the other one?
Charisma. So
three.
Charisma is three.
Round up to two.
Oh.
I was right.
So plus two?
Yeah, roll a d20 plus two.
Plus proficiency.
God. I'm going to re-roll that. I'm going to re-roll that.
You don't know what
you don't know if it's good or bad.
It was a one. I'm re-rolling it.
You don't know if that's good or bad.
It is a d20.
Are you fucking kidding me? Fine. It was a one again, by the way.
Three sevens in a row last time and two ones in a row this time. It was meant
now
to.
I just gotta know. Hold on. Are you fucking kidding me again?
I'm gonna use those new dice I gave you.
That's a 16. Can I take that?
No.
No, all right, then I'm going to use my lucky one more.
No,
you already used three. Yeah.
You said you're going to take it. You're done. You just feel like the weight of the world hit you.
Yeah.
And it is awful. And you see how someone who was supposed to be your biggest ally, you saw how truly despicable they were. And it shakes you to your core.
She begins to cry.
And then you just lose it.
Yeah.
And El Combustion finishes paperwork, and they say, you're free to go, sir, we understand. And he just kind of sweeps you up, and he says, we're going to go get to Mom.
That sounds wonderful.
And yeah. And then he just yeets you. And like, yeets you and himself. Like,
oh,
okay. He just like,
bro, what? No. I know you're crying right now.
No, he just launches himself, and you know for a fact you're going towards Maria's, which
Bye.
Is an unfortunate name, but it was...
It's the best.
It is a common name.
It's a very common
name.
Mexican name. It really, really is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's and a common name.
Yeah, it's common all over the place.
Right.
But, and when you land, it only takes a couple boosts to get there. He pulls out, and he says, I need the heartbreak tamales, and they are... Like, they're, like, made, and he says, I understand, and he goes back, and he pulls out, like, a tray of, like, the best-looking tamales you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. They're full of the shredded pork, barbacoa, and they are probably the best tamales you've ever eaten. And you kind of just cry as you eat, because he's like, it's okay, the food makes it better.
The food helps.
And the food helps. And then we're going to flash back over to Art. What are you doing? You're filling out paperwork. The paperwork did not take long.
Okay.
You're doing the same thing. You're filling out the thumbprints.
Okay.
After watching, they know what is a justified kill. So you are not going to prison. You are not in the place where Jen... Basically, the only place that really matters is if Jen can't watch, which is rare. EMP, electromagnetic fields, like really nasty ones, and then places where there's no signal because you could technically tamper with the...
Well, then, you know, after I finished filling out the paperwork, I would sit vigilance with the body till it got picked up.
Yeah, like three separate helicopters come, and one of them is a medevac. They go check pulse and
comment. They do the shell game where it's three identical,
and then an illusionist comes and they spin up an illusion of three bodies, and they shuffle and they put them in like a spinner because they know she's dead, and then. They take them three different ways because they say, yeah, with magic being back, we realize that resurrection is a thing, and she's not coming back.
Neither is Boom Saint.
You don't know that.
I know.
More than 5 miles away.
I know.
You're holding a panda that's...
Yeah.
That's a asleep? Panda. Asleep?
No, crying.
Crying? Oh.
I'm rubbing his back and, you know, holding him close.
He's making cute panda noises. It's...
Red panda noise.
Your little brother. Just taking care of him.
Exactly.
That's what I have for you guys there. You know that tomorrow's going to be a bad day.
Yeah.
You got 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's going to be real nasty.
I'm going to have to talk to Claw again, aren't I?
Where are we going? Let's go. I hit Nail emotionally already today. And I also got Rico a little bit. I hit Bright Force and Bright Blast are already emotionally today. Let's give them a bit of reprieve. Damon
was there at the prison scene, but he was keeping his distance.
Correct.
And then he got abandoned.
Then they just
fuck. Oh no! If you were there, he would have snatched you as he went.
He kept his distance, trying to be out of sight.
Understood.
Do you just watch?
Bye. You can hear in the recording too. I said that.
I did not know. That's awesome. I love it when something I don't know. You know, it comes up.
I don't know if I did loud enough for you guys, but I did do it.
I heard it.
Okay.
Amazing. I was trying not to laugh because I didn't want to interrupt, but that was great.
All right, awesome.
So I'm slowly going to be making my way back.
Yeah. I got hey, Jen, can you bring me my bike?
Where did you leave it? Never mind, I know.
I'm going to say that was over a month ago.
Where is it?
That's a good question.
How did you get to the house?
Teleportation.
We took the portal.
Oh, it's at Luna's house.
Yeah, no, because we teleported in.
us, we teleported in. She rode.
Oh, it's at the college.
Yes.
It's a backpack. It's literally just like a duffel bag hanging out in the library that is too heavy to lift.
Yeah.
People are trying to pick it up and go, but yeah, they're like, come on, man. People try to
steal it twice, and it's too heavy. They're like, no.
Does have
people walking by casually going,
it does have the wheel on it.
It's got
lockdown.
There you go. I just imagine so a lot of people doing that.
Yeah, it'll
three people with dislocated shoulders later.
It'll be here in 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Would you like us to have it form a sidecar?
Yes, please.
You know, which means it's slightly slower. It's nanites. So
I'm not going to be driving at, Uber speeds, especially with my little brother sitting here.
Well, Ubers, don't they have to go the speed limit?
Yeah. not in California. Reboot. They like to push the limit. It was a little sketchy.
You forgot about Dan, by the way.
We started on Damon.
And then over to me. You skipped to him with the bike.
Damon, so where are you going?
I saw them leap out. I assume they're going to Maria's. Hey, Jen.
Can you bring me my bike?
Yeah, can you bring my bike and connect a call to Blastar?
Where would you like us to... would you like to go to Old Blocky? That's the large... it's the largest... building on the edge of the water. It's in Fishtown. And that is where the EPA has their headquarters.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's an easy spot for you. There's like a jetty you can land.
Okay.
If you wanted to.
Yeah. I land...
Actually, your motorcycle is on the other side of the river. The other side of the lake. You would just go land at the college because it's right there.
He's already... Yeah, he's got my fly.
To the college.
I got 10 minutes on that, and I'm still holding it because I don't know if they're using it.
And you go 60 miles an hour.
Yep. I will call in Blastar on the phone, along with Samurai Crab. Because I already know where Combustion...
You assume you know where they're going.
Yeah. I know where they're going, but I don't know where that is. I'll have to look that up because I was never invited.
I love that you were like... Bye.
Ben,
you're invited
too. Right, once.
Yeah.
You've been by it at least once.
All right, so there's a phone call between you three.
Hey. I got some news for you.
Okay.
You remember the knuckle duster?
You do.
Okay.
your grandfather's knuckle duster.
Your grandfather knuckle dustered.
Ah, thank you. Thank you for telling me.
Yep. I'll be landing.
Where is he now?
He leaped with Luna towards Maria's. He did stop at the attention. That's where he landed.
Ah. They're probably at Maria's.
And you say they're having heartbreak tamales.
Heartbreak tamales, yeah.
You know it's a thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is most likely what they're doing, and that would be a good place for us to meet up. My bike will be here in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
You may want to land.
Give me another minute, please. Otherwise, this will take double the amount of time to land.
Sure. I will hold it as long as I can.
You know it'll take you roughly a minute and a half to land. You're going 60 miles an hour, a mile a minute. The lake's roughly a mile and a half wide, a mile and a half in radius. So you need a mile. You need a
they
minute
already
and a half
took,
to land.
They already took 5 mile flight already once.
Yeah, but I got supercharged.
But he also super boosted.
Oh, you're still hasted. Oh, you're hasted.
No,
only lasts for a minute.
Only lasts for a minute.
Did you fall in the air?
I didn't lose concentration. He's concentrating on the fly.
The haste.
Right. Yeah.
When you're done, you just get stuck.
When the haste, yeah, he takes that brief.
A moment of lethargy, I just don't get an action. Doesn't mean I don't fly.
You're stunned.
No.
It doesn't say stunned.
You did not say stunned.
You just lose your action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. You kind of like stutter step. You're like, and then you just fly over and you land at the college. You grab your bike. All right,
I will keep on the line. You can tell me when to drop it.
Luna, you can't hear.
I will send a text to her. Like, hey, are you on the ground?
Yeah, I take a picture of the heartbreak tamales and that I'm on my sixth plate.
Tentacle wording of haste. When the spell ends, the target can't move or take actions until its next turn.
Okay.
So a wave of lethargy sweeps over you.
Okay, cool. It's not as bad as it was in AD&D where you lost 7 years off your lifespan when you went and yeah. she used it. Only elves could use it safely.
Yeah.
Art's like, yeah.
Ah, the good old days.
No, no, they're not. Speaking of someone who started playing D&D with AD&D, it is not the good old days. It's the bad old days that you have fucking rose-colored glasses for, you dum-dums.
In any case, eventually my bike shows up, and, you know, I'm still holding on to Anthony.
He actually grows big enough so like he could fill the sidecar up.
Okay. Well, when he wants to let go, I'm not going to ask him to let go.
Yeah, it's when just... you get on, he goes, and he kind of, like, scrambles into the sidecar, and then Cece's like, I got this, and then she sits, and she goes and she sits on him.
Ah.
Is it like a, seat, he's like, she's like a seatbelt?
If you were to crash, she could just teleport him away.
Not you, just it.
So she's literally a seatbelt.
I got it.
Yeah, she's like, you could take it.
How many hit points are you down to?
You can take it!
57.
Oh, okay, you're fine.
I got this.
10d6 for a car crash.
Yeah.
Still all max.
Yeah. I would offer Samurai a ride, but you got those.
I'll follow behind.
Okay.
Did you call your bike to sit down and they called theirs?
I can fly.
Oh.
You can fly now.
I can fly.
Your fly's only 30 feet. 30.
Doesn't I'm just matter. Slow. I'll be behind.
Oh, so you instead of going around like they do, you just go towards the middle and you swim most of the way. And you
once I get to a river, I'm good.
You know, Mariz is like near the river, so you just kind of take it. You're like,
Look at the thing. Go, all right, river. Okay, I got this.
I know where that is. All right, we're good.
Oh, there's a canal. Sweet. You're like,
oh look, the sewer. Ew.
No, the canal. I can do a canal. Yeah, there are canals that streak into Midtown and the Fish Town, so which is it's in Midtown, it's in Midtown. So you just it's like a 1 minute flight after that. We'll, awesome.
Yeah, we'll meet up there.
So yeah, so you guys have a really really nice meal, and they give you too much food. It's to the point where like even the biggest eaters like stop giving me goddamn food. I'm gonna gain 100 pounds. Stop. No. And you all walk away just kind of
waddling.
Like, waddling side to side like
fuck. How is Anthony handling it?
He ate a bunch of tamales as a bear, as a panda.
Okay.
As a red panda.
He slowly changed from red panda to actual panda.
No, he just grew to a full-size red panda.
Okay.
And then he was just tearing into him, and then Right before you leave, he walks over. He waddles over and just gives a leg hug, and you hear, "I'm sorry," and then he just gives you a quick hug and then scuttles over to go hide by. You guys called. They call El Combustion called your dad.
Yeah.
And he scurries up your dad's shoulder, and he's like, "We're good. I'll take him home." And Charlie was there, and he ate a lot of tamales and.
Tucker got a couple.
Yeah. They have dog safe tamales. Like, you know, like they take the rice and stuff, the stuff that's bad for them out. So it's basically just meat.
Yeah.
And corn husk because they can eat corn husk.
So yeah, I'll take a couple and like sneak it down to them.
I think she goes and stays with them that night. Mm-hmm. I think she goes to stay with them tonight.
Yeah. And it's a really heartwarming thing. And you're like, you know that tomorrow's going to be bad.
Yeah. And I prefer to be with them.
Yeah. So. What does everyone do that night before the bad time?
Well, I'm locked out of where I want to be now.
Why?
Because the two people that would be going back there can't go back there and use the passcode anymore.
Oh, once a day.
Once every 3 days. Oh. Yeah. So, okay. I guess, you know.
You can text her.
I'll send her a text and then go to sleep.
What's a good number for you?
7.
6? She answers your text. She says, I can come get you. You realize that, right?
I didn't want to interrupt anything.
Training's done for the day.
Okay.
Go outside and... You know that weird thing in the garden? Stand on that. You know the thing I gave your grandpa for a gift?
Yeah.
Go stand there.
Okay.
The tile mosaic she gave him glows, and then you appear in the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Oh. All right. I like that.
Have a nice night.
Yeah.
Kind of like a little date night kind of thing. You watch a movie or two. You know.
Kind of relax and recover and unwind.
Exactly.
And ow.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all were beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were that hurt?
I went down.
I don't think hurt.
The last battle where I got down to... What was it? Oh, I got down to 23 HP.
I feel like I did my job.
I was down to 23 HP. That last one.
Y'all were in fear. That's what I was going for. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, 6 a.m. is the big... It's 6 a.m. Like, I think it was like 6:22 a.m. or something like that. It's like the big bad number.
Yeah.
When shit goes down. Now, you also know there's a fucking orbital cannon pointed at this shit. Along with, you know, but you don't know what's coming.
Yep, I'm going to try to get a full night rest.
Yeah. Well, oh, where do you go? Where does everyone end up spending the night? I need to know.
I'll probably go back to the apartment.
Art, I'm going to give you an option, and you can say yes or no right now. It's a one-time offer, or you can have to figure out how it works later. There is a... Knowing you have aquatic powers, and you're better underwater than you are anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
There is a... Professor Tenzi says she has an underwater hab that she'd like you to try out.
I'd be happy to do that.
And it is placed roughly like about a quarter mile down, built into the wall of the crater, the deep crater.
Okay.
And it's like a four-bedroom apartment. Like, but she says, I know I can survive down there, but I'm me. Can you mind staying there for a while?
I'll crash there.
This would have been something they talked about a while ago.
Yeah, I'll crash there and I'll give you...
She says, you're one of the few people I know who can get back out if something went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the elevator or not. The elevator just rips up right into the college.
Like, okay.
If you want to take it. Or, you know, there's an airlock, you can just swim down.
Yep.
Water. Mm-hmm. But so that is a cool, like, and like, it's like really nice because she's always her stay down there, so she just kept bringing nice shit down. And it's like where she went to go think, but she needs to make sure it's south because she's like, it's just in case, you know, global warming, I don't fix it. I mean, I fixed it most of the way, you know, when I figured out how to capture carbon out of the air and turn it into super strong building metals like the Dutch do, which they make carbon nanotubes out of carbon dioxide, which is really, they make carbon nanotubes out of carbon dioxide, which is really dope.
Denmark.
Thank you. My brain was like, Deutschland? That ain't it. Deutschland is Germany. Deutschland is Germany. But yeah, it's well appointed down here. And there's one vendor that's obviously a Tenzi, but all the other ones are
And I'll let her know that she is more than welcome to...
There's like three full suites, like with bathrooms. Like, this is like a really nice place to live.
How does a toilet work underwater?
Vents? Pressurized?
Yeah, it prints. It just... Also, she's just the sill pipe that goes out and then gets sucked up into the... Up into the college. Up into the...
It's the same way they... It's similar system. To what they do in space.
Okay.
Yeah, they just suck it out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do it later. How does a toilet work on a submarine?
At least you're not swimming in your own pee.
I mean...
So.
All right. Yeah. So, and then Damwon, where do you spend the night? Where do you end up spending the night?
Probably in prayer and meditation.
Where?
That is the next question. There really hasn't been any. There is no true temples to the people I serve. There wouldn't be.
No, but there's something close.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, are you allowed in? You're like.
Right? Yes. Born Greek. Okay.
Not allowed in. you don't have. You're not Native American.
Nope.
I
assume I would probably have built myself a prayer
kind of shrine.
Shrine. But now that my father's back around.
Yeah, you know he's at this. He's in the sanctum.
Yeah, that was my next stop, but somebody's already there. So
why can't you both be there?
It's date night.
No. There's
multiple.
There's rooms for like 150 people to live there.
I know. I've been
they could
there.
Be in their whole fucking wing, like you know. Yeah. Like,
I just don't want to step on his feet.
Toes,
feet. Step on someone's feet.
It's really not.
There's both.
Okay. One is correct. The other one's wrong.
Right. And
no,
toes.
One makes the other person one hurt. Is... The other one makes you fall down.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stepping on someone's feet is a dancing terminology.
Yeah.
Stepping on someone's toes is, you know, taking over something that they're doing.
That's kind of what it... That,
yeah. So, but they both can apply.
I guess, yeah. All right, so...
Yay, I'm smart for once.
Yay!
So you have, like, knowing that you have that need, they would have given you one of the rooms that has an extra closet you could have converted. Okay. Walk-in closet you could.
But how does he get there?
I got my bike.
It's a motorcycle.
How does he get to the sanctum? I thought that's what he was saying.
He's not going.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
No. I say no to going there.
You have a text message as you arrive at your place.
To go to the Sanctum Centauro.
No, it says, do you have a place to stay? This place doesn't feel like home right now, and I want to be close to Finn.
You can join me at mine.
Can I scry on you, or do you need to leave your shrine?
I only recently came apart these, so I have not warded it properly yet.
Oh, good. He just appears now. he has like 3 suitcases. Can I stay for a little while?
Yeah, I know the feeling. You're a little bit homeless for now.
You've had a 2-bedroom, so you just...
Yeah.
Yeah. You like...
The spare bed was usually for Leo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it would have been a 2-bedroom. So, he just goes and he's like, oh, there's stuff here. Nice! And he goes in the bathroom and cleans up. And, yeah, you have a nice dinner. Like, you ate already, but he brought, like, dessert with. Because he was like, yeah, somebody's already eaten with me. And it's one of those, like, cocktail, like, the wizardy cocktails.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of it?
Mystic Sunrise?
Yep.
Yep.
DM Inspiration. Never give them that. I've been given DM Inspiration once, and
I thought it was Sunset.
Sunrise. And I used it to reroll a crit from... Never give a DM Inspiration. I have too many attacks for that. So I will always use it against you.
I wanted to say that...
Yeah.
Allison came over.
Yeah, cool.
To drop off that stuff that I stole from the house. And I was like, shh, don't tell anyone that you saw this stuff. Got it? She says that to Tucker and Charlie. No one saw this.
Got it.
No one saw this.
God, and he gives you like 2 big thumbs up. And Tucker's like, I'm going to tell everybody.
And both of their heads turn, do that like dog turn thing where it's just like, huh? What?
Like, I'm going to tell Daddy like all kinds of fun stuff from the house.
No, Tucker, no.
I want treats.
Do you want a Scooby Snack?
He wants to be bribed.
He wants to be bribed?
Or Belly Rubs.
I can provide both.
Awesome. Okay, you have Belly Rubs. Yeah, Allison's there. And it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it comes time, you know, you go to sleep early, mm-hmm. you know, assuming you do. You know, you get your full 8 hours in. And
I only need 6.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
Like, I assume you get it like 5:30, an hour before.
Yeah.
Claw actually asks you to gather up in a building nearby that he's obviously purchased. And
I will actually tell Claw that, you know, about the actions of the Black Knight. I know we're still, they're not exactly good people, and we know that now.
Would you go under oath? Would you go under oath to say that with a truth sayer nearby?
I mean, I can apply the same thing, but yeah.
Is it yes or no question?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. He says, we will have to. You'll be a key witness then.
I can do that. Wait, do I have that already, or is that next level?
To see the truth?
Mike, you're only 9th level, so you don't get the...
10th level.
Yes, but you have a level of rogue.
Doesn't matter to this.
Power sensor.
Power set. Okay, I was thinking of normal spell progression.
Yeah. All right. So, you guys are at the
Zone of Truth power mod per long rest.
Yeah. And you know that whenever there's, if both sides agree to it, that they will do that in a courtroom, and that it'll be binding. And they have it. It's a modified version. It's a higher level spell that whenever someone passes the save, there's a red flag on them. So you have to willingly fail it.
Yep.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of funny. So you guys are gathered up in Colossus. All right. So we have no idea what's coming out of there. There's been a barrier over it that I have tried sending nanites through. I have tried sending Grimoire. My magic consultant has tried sending spells through. Nothing hits it. We can't touch anything in that crater a half mile down.
Oh, so the forge is gone now?
Yeah, it left in the morning. No, sorry. Right.
It's still leaving. It hasn't left.
Yeah, it's raising. 6:30. It's raising.
Okay.
It's very slow, but it is rifting. And they sent down through the cracks, and we can't reach the level of the ground road. Mm. Nothing gets through.
Get an extra one of those Gauss rifles.
Are you?
They used to be.
You're not anymore.
Well, it just needs proficiency with precision energy rifle, right?
No, it requires proficiency. Like, you have to be. Basically, it's fighter only. Fighter, paladin, ranger.
Barbarian.
Fighter, paladin, ranger, barbarian.
Big, full-time melee fighters.
Exactly. Or ranged fighters for fighter, you know?
Yeah. Well, you'd think rogue.
Rogue wouldn't be proficient. It's too big and heavy.
Well, then why is 9 proficient?
She's a ranger.
Oh, I thought she was a rogue.
Yes, she is.
Moving on.
I am proficient in martial and simple weapons.
Cleric.
Twilight.
Yeah, he says, you'll have to give it back, but sure.
Of course. I assumed you already tagged it, so I couldn't even walk away with it.
Yeah, it'll just dissolve into nanites.
Yeah.
Actually, he's like, hold on. His claw glows. He hands it, and as you hold it, your hands, it forms to you. He's like, yeah, it's a custom job.
It's got your holy symbol etched into the etched into the side.
Yeah, it's a plus slick. One. It's a plus one. You'll have it for this fight.
So we know it's a fight.
And that's all you're the time we got for today, folks.
If it's a fight. Okay, time. Okay. He says, Claw looks at you all and says, you understand that this is big and dangerous, obviously.
Isn't it always?
Give me a second. Death ward.
On whom?
Unfortunately, I have to say myself. I have to. Followed by Claw.
You do it twice?
I'm tempted.
He says, oh, thank you for the... What was that? What did you cast on me?
Death ward.
What does that do?
It
stops me from dying?
Yes. Any effect that would instantly kill you is negated. If it's raw pain, it drops you down. It basically saves you once.
Good to know.
I got one more of those.
He says, save your protocols, and you see like a bunch of nanites like roll up his back, and then he says, and you receive protocols for everybody in the room. And when the nanites run up, you guys, everyone is under the effect of death ward. he says, yeah, but it's good to have two. Yeah. He says, the nanites can take it first. You good?
Yeah. I didn't want to roll so the mic would pick up while you're talking.
Yeah.
Because I'm still using the rest of my...
Everyone is under the effect of death ward. But it does not work against magic. It will work against physical damage.
And then the one that he cast on him works against magic? Yes. Okay. I was going to say...
It's a different thing. Yours is the... you don't die. His is the thing, like, if a blow would kill you, it will block that blow. It's kind of different.
So, like, unless if it's magic.
If there's a blow that does, like, 30 damage and it would kill you, it blocks it entirely.
And this was from Claw?
Yes.
Okay.
One time, block the hit that would drop you.
How long does it stay up for?
He says, it'll last as long as you're within half mile of me. And with how active they are, the nanites only last 6 hours.
6 hours or more than half mile.
They need to be near the nanite core to receive orders or to maintain their orders. My co-processor can handle it, but I can't trust anything else with it. It's too dangerous technology.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. He says, is there anything else anybody needs to do before it happens? We've got roughly 30 minutes.
That's too long. Never mind.
Does anyone have anything big they need to do? I know some people have this ritualistic shit they like to do.
We had a long rest. I get my divine intervention back.
Yeah. Correct.
Let's see. No, I can't think of anything.
Basically, I'm giving me a chance to do two ritual spells. If you have anything you want.
Water breathing.
He just does that for... it goes to everybody.
Yeah. You get to like 10 people, I think.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. And you don't have to... Yeah.
It's at will. He's walking around. You got water breathing. You got water breathing.
So now we are under the effect of Death Ward and now water breathing.
You're
as well.
You're under the effect of water breathing at all times.
Whenever you come up to me.
If you've been near him within 24 hours, he's kind of just like, oh yeah.
Fantastic.
So there's like a bunch of people by the docks that just suddenly like fall in the water and like, wait, did I get a new spark? The next day, he doesn't go buy them, and they dive in like, yeah, look at this.
Come on, it works the other day. And...
I like to imagine it forms just like a bubble of air on your lips. Like, so that when you jump in, it doesn't form. Like, okay, don't inhale. Understood. Just flavor-wise, so they wouldn't drown. It means Nokami wouldn't do that to people. Alright, so, a large image of the woman from the end of the hero... No, it would be the sage, because you guys are the only ones who get to see. A large image of the sage appears above the Hero Forge, and he says, "This world has been found redeemable. I wish you the best of luck." And the Hero Forge finishes lifting out, and then it turns into like a something the size of like a... It goes from being a giant door, like set into like stone, which you see that is obviously a facade as it takes like the dirt above it and turns it into... It goes from being like a giant golden ball to shrinking down to like the size of a ping pong ball. And then it just explodes upward into... And then you see a portal appear above it. And it's gone.
Like the gentleman hit a ping pong ball.
Yes. It just disappears?
Yeah. 30 strength. Bye!
So, out of the hole...
Yeah, all eyes are down there. And we've got our mind link up.
You see a pink and purple mist.
That's not a good
start sign. To come out. And you hear howls. And giggling, and
just madness.
No one here. Everyone speaks like normal. You hear in a language you no fucking way you identify it, but you know it for some reason that it's real. And you know, it says, "We're free."
I start translating.
Yeah, and actually, what languages do you speak that are non like Earth languages?
Comprehend language.
But if
yeah,
you speak,
but you speak celestial, you speak infernal.
Yes. Yeah, primordial.
I know celestial and I think infernal, or at least I had on.
Okay. You speak primordial.
Primordial did not make my list.
Those.
I did.
Are. They're speaking infernal. They're speaking ignorant.
Well, I'm fucked. I mean, I'm safe, but my damage just got nerfed.
Nerf this.
And then you hear in Aquan that there's a lake. There was no lake. This is excellent.
And oh, we're going to have elementals.
And then you hear it's in primordial, but it's not in one of the common four tongues. It's older?
Time or shield? How's my guess, Paul? You can take
older and you hear, oh, this. Interesting. And then finally you hear like these are like older, like you can tell these are like the elders that are talking. And then the final one says, "Don't worry everyone, I'll take care of you." And that was in a language that like you're not even sure it was a real language, but it's primordial, like it's like raw primordial.
I'll be sending out whatever I can.
And it matches your missed context. He speaks the language. So he's correcting your translation.
I comprehend gives you the
it
intent with
this context. It gives intent. It's like reading something in English and like it's read and read. It's the same word. So if your translation's good, you'll get it. If the translation's kind of so-so,
I would say it's more like read and read,
or lead and lead, like a lead balloon.
Like read and read, like he read a book.
Read and read,
like a read.
Well, I was talking about like read and read, like read, like read as in you read a book, and yeah. Red is in the color, like
right.
Same.
Yeah. So comprehensive language thing, is like Google Translation. Comprehensive
language is Google Translate. Yes.
Yeah. You don't get the full context of what the heck they're talking about.
No, it's text to talk. Google Translate.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry, I don't understand that. Of course you don't.
Okay, so Google.
There are certain things you're like, this doesn't make a lick of sense. It's probably technically right, but you don't have the context for it.
But I have the intelligence for it.
Which is why I give you an insight if you needed it. But this, there really isn't an opportunity. You didn't need it here because he's already doing it in real time for you.
Yep.
Yep.
And then
what's that?
They say, you hear the oldest one, the tone that sounds just ancient, say, "What we herald has come, children."
Shit's about to get real. This is the first time you actually hear Damon swear.
Shit's about to get real. That's exactly what he says. Fantastic.
And he mimics the cocking the trigger, cocking the...
It does it. It's
running the action on the...
Yeah.
On the rifle.
And
oof.
He says, "Pretty. All right. Drop the homewrecker." And a little, like, soft... bigger than that. It'd be, like, basketball-sized balls out of the Reznov.
Talon 2.
The Talon 2, you're right. It falls with the Talon 2. And it just starts spinning, and other little golden balls appear around it.
A MOBA. Mother of all bombs.
And then they just fall, and they hit that wall where that wall would have been, and it stops for like a half a second. And then you see the ball start to spin faster, and it punches through. It goes down, goes down, goes down, goes down. Oh, didn't get through that. All right, light it up. And you hear the biggest detonation you've heard outside of El Combustion after having tacos.
So I'm pretty sure that's an explosion, right? I don't even have to make the roll.
Correct. Yeah. And does anyone here know what a fuel air bomb is?
Oh, yeah.
What it does, what Claude's explaining, he says, that's a fuel air bomb. I don't like to use them in populated areas. But I managed to make
an exception.
I borrowed some tech that manages to funnel all the oxygen down in the area. It trapped all the fire down. And you just hear raging infernos. Everything is yelling in pain except for the fire ones.
Get fucked. That's the fire ones are just looking at everybody else like, yeah, get fucked.
And then he says what it does is it's hyperoxygenated, so it burns even more intensely than it should. So, there we go. It's hyperoxygenated down there. So unless they're made of water or made of fire, probably dead.
Yeah, we'll have both of those coming up.
It's good to know. Didn't like that information. He says, should I drop the ex-wife?
Didn't even know you were married.
No, it was some jerk saw the Marvel movie and was like, "We gotta name it that." And it's so unrealistic.
But
I don't remember which one that is.
Iron Man 2.
No. Which button is that? Oh. Is it this one?
There's no badumch.
Is it right? Yeah.
Oh, there is. Never mind.
The rim shot. He says, "All right, I'll drop it. Why not?" He just pushes the button. He says,
"Yep, not our money."
And it's like looks just like the movie, like it's the whole
little tiny missile.
It's like 8 inches long, goes down.
Except this one actually goes off.
Yeah, exactly. He says, "Yeah, but we actually made ours work." And you hear a louder explosion, and then a secondary explosion, and then okay, and then in ignant, okay, I'm done with this, and a 120-foot tall fire elemental steps out. "You killed my children. It's time to dance."
And with that...
it's time to end. Thank you all for listening. We really appreciate you. Join us on Discord. It's free. You know, hit the link in the bio. And most of us are on Discord most of the day. So. Hit us up.
Oh, yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.